today's guests, the Hasselhoff twins. Musical guest. Oh, wait, do you hear that? What was that? And your hosts, Gianni Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun.
Ahoy, and welcome aboard. It's getting worse and worse as we go.
Why did you add ahoy? Because you're not a cookie.
A cookie?
Yeah.
Well, I think any sailor would say that. Sailor?
Sailor? Captain?
Captain?
Sorry.
Captain?
Captain? There can't be two captains. Each other.
We're co-captains.
That's not a thing.
It should be.
I'm an admiral.
Dude, can we be like the first co-captains, bro?
Dude, let's make some boundaries. We're the first co-captains.
Hey, bro. Like
collectively, we're called Coco.
Oh man, I kind of wanted to make a Captain Crunch Coco joke there, but I had nothing. So, all the listeners, please take those pieces of non-jokes, wrap them around in your head, and be like, there might have been something there.
Do a little bit of.
And then,
and then we're like, all right, we did our job.
Moving on. Welcome to this episode. This week's episode of The Unbelievables. I am, of course, your host, Mike Calhoun.
And I am, of course.
Please tell me.
Your host.
Your host.
Mike Calhoun.
Co-captain. Wait, you're also Mike Calhoun?
Yes.
This is unprecedented. What is going on?
You'd like to say unprecedented a lot.
I do.
It's really unprecedented how
it's
much you say.
It's unprecedented how many times. See, I get it from the president.
Unprecedented?
Yeah, unprecedented. I'm inspired by his...
Is that right?
His great
Inspired
spelling.
Is the word?
I'm inspired.
Okay.
Welcome to this week's episode, ladies and gentlemen. How have you been, my friend? I'm talking to Johnny, by the way.
Yeah,
he said he's Mike Calhoun, but I am Mike Calhoun. There's only 1,200 of us in the United States.
And I will not be waylaid with you.
I won't be, you know... made fun of by you trying to impersonate me and then hinder the name.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to be famous for one day in my life.
That'll never happen.
I know.
I'm looking at you right now and I'm laughing inside.
I only get 14 minutes of fame.
Yeah. Man, that would be generous. That's how they get you. inside jokes. Off-mic conversations.
That's right.
But how have you been?
I've been all right. I've just been hanging out down the street, you know, same old thing.
And don't say, don't you.
No,
don't you
I wasn't.
Dare.
What are you talking about?
Don't you dare.
I didn't do it.
Oh, boy. You've been working with some hazardous materials lately?
Yeah, we did. We did work.
I only say so because you look like you have some extra limbs.
Oh, yes. What? Wouldn't I lose limbs?
Are you asking me about your extra limbs?
Yes.
That I just created?
What? Where did they come from?
I'm asking you. What? That's why I'm asking where they came from.
I heard this story, actually.
Oh, tell me this story.
From my coworker. He was dealing with this stuff that was on a natural gas pad. It was so highly flammable. It's called an oxidizer. It creates oxygen naturally. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. But anyway, so the way it works is if any air is introduced to it, whether it's oxygen, it immediately catches fire, especially if there's any friction. So he was walking around with a bucket of it, just in a poly, like a plastic pail, and he's swinging it back and forth. And it caught fire, burned through the bucket, and spilled all over the floor.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very dangerous stuff.
See, I like the way that you use pail.
Yeah, well, that's how we refer to it in the reports, I write.
Oh. Pails. Is it because you're all building sandcastles on the side?
Yes.
You're like, bring me the pail! That's the only time I've ever used that word, is like when I was 5 years old.
Well, bucket sounds stupid.
No, it doesn't. It sounds manly.
It's also...
Bucket. It rhymes.
That's a real manly
bucket.
Word.
That's why it's so cool. I'm only going to use bucket.
You know what? You're right. You've kind of brought me around.
Thanks. I'm glad I was able to convince
you. What am I doing with
my life? Changing hearts, changing minds. That's what this show's for.
That's right.
Even if it's just us. Oh. Changing each other's minds.
What have you been up to?
Oh, man. I've been up to so many things.
What? List them alphabetically.
Boy. Oh, alphabetically. Arrived at work.
Nice.
Bathroom break.
You don't have to go through every...
Computer time.
Yeah. Dental visit.
Drowsiness.
Drowsiness.
Electrical outage. What?
Oh, no!
And fuck!
Finish.
Fuck. Oh. And then...
what comes after F?
Good day.
Are you leaving?
That's exactly what it was. And
what's
then,
H? Have a nice day. That's your boss.
I was going to say, have a nice day. And then I'm going home.
Most of these and are then, you leaving.
And then jog to my car.
Can you leave faster? But it's with a K.
Kick in my window. leave work.
Get into the garage. You missed G.
Did
I?
No, I have my new alphabet. That's another thing. I also developed my new alphabet this week.
That was D. Developed new alphabet.
Yeah, I actually skipped over it. We have two D's in my alphabet. Double D's. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Hey, bro.
I don't understand. Okay.
Oh boy. What was the Z? That's a typical day.
Wait, what was the Z?
Oh, we're skipping to Z?
Yeah.
You know.
See, just
catching
Z's,
some Z's, bro.
Z's.
You know, nice. That's my whole day.
Wow, that's nice.
I like to go in alphabetical order, so I'm glad you asked me about the alphabetical order.
Okay. No, it was no problem of mine.
Yeah. it was real weird when my coworker Xavier showed up. And, but that was at the end of the day.
That was at the end of the day?
Yeah, very end of the day.
Was that when Yvette showed up?
Yeah, Yvette.
You're like, Yvette, I've got a Zoom.
That's exactly how it goes some days. How about that show Zoom? You remember that show Zoom?
Come on, Zoom.
So you've never heard of it?
No.
Oh, yeah. It was a good show, though.
Was it?
Yeah, it had a lot of kids on it.
Oh, I don't like kids.
Oh, might be a tough
Actually,
watch.
I like kids. I just don't like it when they're dancing and singing.
Well... I'm not going to have you watch Oliver later then, because that was the plan. We were going to just watch that while
Oliver
we
and Company?
Record. Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's a great movie.
I was just going to, I actually edited the movie down to where it's just Oliver on screen for the entire movie. So it's only,
how long is it?
It's only 14 minutes long.
That's the exact amount of minutes of fame I have.
Oh my God. That's how they get you.
Oh my God. That's how they get you. That's how they
that
do it.
That is how they get you, my friend.
Oh man.
Oh boy. How long has it been? 7 minutes? I think it's a good show. All right, thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a second.
That's a lie. I'm going to take a swig of water on the
I'll
microphone.
I'll talk about here. It. Looks like he's swigging the water. This must be W in the day. Water.
I'm just going to put my Adam's apple on the microphone.
Oh, that's A. You can't do that, actually.
I did a little
How
bit
How was the
too
water?
Hard.
Where is it from? Is it from Maine?
This water, let me tell you, Johnny. This water I brought...
Collected it
I
with
collected
a net?
In a pail.
In a pail. To fetch a pail of water.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Yeah, sorry.
I fetched this water. Yeah. You were right.
Wait.
With a pail. From the Rockies.
Okay.
It's a band? It's a band. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a band, local band. We're actually here in Siberia, but there's a local band called the Rockies.
Yeah, they're like, we have the water.
Yeah, they're like a mix between Kiss and the Rockettes. So they, you know, they paint their face and then they do a lot of high kicks.
And then
kicks.
They do that.
wait, were you doing the Cantina song from Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. That's what the Rockettes do. Yeah, like
and
that.
They just high kicks.
We're the Rockettes. Yeah.
We are the Rockettes. We're the Rockettes.
That famous number.
Famous number. That George Lucas couldn't
numbers?
Help but put in his movie.
Why do they call them numbers? The dances.
A musical number?
Yeah, why do they call it a musical number? Why is it a musical letter?
Hey, not everyone lives their day by the alphabet like me.
You know what? Some people live by letters and some people live by numbers.
Some people go by the numbers. Some people
paint
by
the
numbers.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
Great minds think alike.
You don't paint by the letters, I'll tell you that much.
If they did, they should be in jail. I'll tell you what.
The strong stance, but...
I suppose. If you say so.
I do say so.
Johnny, let's get to our guests.
Okay.
They've been waiting here patiently.
Okay.
They're a couple of just splendid characters.
I've heard.
Have you? I mean, I only know their names.
I only
they
know their names.
They asked to be on the show.
I've heard that they're...
But our guests today are the Hasselhoff twins.
Hello, Hasselhoff.
Hello, Hasselhoff
Hi,
twins.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hello.
Hey, guys. Wait.
My first question.
I would have thought that you guys were German.
You'd think.
You would think.
Yeah.
That's a common misconception.
Right. I mean, the name. It's.
I mean,
we're very
Johnny.
Sorry.
This is a melting pot. This is America.
I thought we were in Siberia.
Well.
We are actually.
This is a melting pot. This is Siberia.
We are actually of Danish descent.
Oh, I see.
I don't
understand.
Really, like
so
how
were you guys born in Denmark?
Somewhere around there.
Near,
they were born somewhere around
near where Denmark is now.
Right.
Where was it before?
Where did it move?
You guys don't know your history or your geography. That's fine. That's fine.
Haven't did you heard of like Pangea?
I have heard of Pangea.
You mean really long ago?
Right.
Yes. That's
okay.
Okay. Well, my first question was, do you guys have first names? Because I just have Hasselhoff just twins written down.
What are
our names?
What are you again?
Maybe you should go first.
Okay. I'm Bernadette. You can call me Bernie though.
Bernie.
Yes, okay. You can call me Bernie.
I like that name.
Thank
That's
you.
A nice
Thank
name.
You very
Bernie,
much.
Bernie Hasselhoff.
Bernie
okay.
Hasselhoff, yeah.
And then you, sir, what shall we call you?
I'm the older brother by 1 minute, and I go by Percy.
Oh, Percy Hasselhoff.
Does he always introduce himself as the older brother
he
by
does,
1 minute?
He does.
Do you get bullied
He never gives his full name either. He never... Bernadette and Percivus. He Percivus. And he likes to pretend. He likes to...
He's cringing.
She
at
knows.
That.
She knows I hate... That
I know.
Name.
I know. Did you? I, know. I don't like Bernadette that much either.
Did you ever get bullied because your initials were PH? Like the PH test? Did everybody go?
That's
hey,
a
man,
classic bullying technique.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you go measure your acidity or something? And then like you're like, oh man, was that ever a thing that happened?
Yeah, when that term basic came around, he was really.
I'm still a little hurt.
I know.
Yeah, Johnny, don't. I appreciate
you know
what
I'm sorry.
That.
Come on the show, you guys don't even know where Denmark used to be.
I mean,
okay. Well, I apologize. We didn't have our giant map out, but we can get that out.
We don't have the. Where's the Pangea map?
What
that we
sort
have?
Of flim flammery is going on here?
I'm sorry. I mean, okay. Well, I feel like we got off on the wrong foot. Welcome, Percy and Bernie.
Thank you,
Hasselhoff, to the Thank submarine. You. We are docked in Siberia, of course. I want you guys to feel good about being on the show. I don't want to insult
big,
you or
we're
anything.
We're big fans.
You are.
Oh,
big
wow.
Okay. Well, could you tell us a little bit about yourselves? That would be a little bit. I mean, helpful for the listener.
You know,
possibly.
We are just regular. I mean, just regular.
Regular twins.
Regular twins. Regular millennials, right?
Right.
Regular millennials, really into things. You know. Just regular run-of-the-mill millennials.
What interest did you guys have in Denmark's location in accordance to Pangea? I don't mean to insult you by not knowing where it was located, but it seems very important to you.
Yeah.
Just you feel a strong tie to your hometown.
Right. Where you're from is where that's a
town?
Big part of you.
Village, what, maybe.
What so, town?
Yeah, I'd like to know what the town was.
Copenhagen?
Language didn't really exist.
Language didn't exist.
When we came around.
When
okay.
you came around.
Was it like clicks?
Came around. Well, they are millennials.
Yeah. Like that.
So they
like
came
clicks.
Around somewhere between 88 and 90, 85 and 90. Help me out here, bro.
BC?
Help me out, bro.
So what you're saying is it's near Copenhagen?
Sure.
Near-ish.
Near-ish.
So did you guys, like, get raised in some sort of orphanage or something?
Or...
They never really kind of told us
they,
what we
who's
were.
Who's they?
They again.
The people.
The people.
The ones the that took care of us.
The ones that took care...
They prepared
okay.
us.
All right, all
prepared right. us? For what?
Yeah.
Were you in a
Our
large...
mission.
Oh, okay. Some sort of mission.
Yes, our mission.
All right.
Does that mission have anything to do with you being here?
Yeah. Like, what brings you guys here on the show? At
here
least?
On the show, well, we do enjoy entertainment.
Oh, okay. We can appreciate that.
Sheesh.
We're millennials.
Millennials
do love entertainment.
We're timeless millennials.
We're getting on a bad start again. Okay, let me try another form of questioning here. Hasselhoff isn't a very common name. Do you guys happen to have any relation to the famous David Hasselhoff?
No, I wish, because I'm very, very into just eating cheeseburgers drunk on the floor.
Right.
So I'm very inspired by him and his shenanigans.
Well, what about Baywatch? You guys really into Baywatch?
Everybody is into Baywatch, Mike.
Yeah.
That's true. Are you guys excited
for the 1988. Everyone's into Baywatch.
Everybody loves Baywatch.
Oh, I forgot it's 1988.
It's 1988. All right, well, you know what? I love Baywatch.
Yeah, so do I.
And I'm excited for the new one coming out.
I'm excited for the new one. Are you guys excited for the new Baywatch?
New Baywatch?
Yeah.
We've got Baywatch now.
Right. There's, like, you mean the one on, like, what's, wait, it's Tuesday?
The one in Copenhagen.
Uh-oh.
No, it's supposed, like, Thursday, the new Baywatch.
Yeah.
Oh, episode?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's the new Baywatch.
New Baywatch, yeah.
That's what, that's airing on Thursday.
Just a little question here. Who is president of the United States for you?
For me?
Yeah. Or, I mean, just in general.
Or for you.
Yeah, or
mean,
for you.
Maybe, yeah.
That's,
Which one
is it right now?
You guys not into politics
not
much?
Not really. No. We're just really cool and hip, you know?
Really cool and hip.
We're too busy, you know, just into things that kids our age are definitely into to think about presidents.
Well, okay, what do you guys kind of get up to on a day-to-day basis then? You guys hang out a lot since you're twins?
Yeah, we hang out all the time. We listen to a lot of Voltaire.
That's the new thing.
Voltaire?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our new thing.
As in, like, the guy who wrote Candide?
Based off of the guy
who wrote Candide. Okay.
But, like, musical.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
I gotcha.
Okay.
So you guys listen a lot of the, on your little cassette tapes,
yep,
I guess?
Our little tapes.
I have a question. No, you just continue.
Yeah. Oh, Johnny, come here for a second.
How could they be millennials and then also think it's 1988?
Yeah, I don't even know if that word has been around in the time period that they're claiming to be.
That's definitely not true.
Let's just roll with it.
We have to catch them in it.
Let's just roll with it.
Wait.
I'm back.
We got to catch them. I think they're lying. I think they have ulterior motives.
I don't want... If we lose them, we lose our guests for this week, so we got to have to go with
this.
Okay.
All right. Jeez.
Don't make me hit you again.
Not again. Okay.
All right, cool. Let's go. Oh, wait, sorry about that, guys. I just needed a drink.
I needed a drink in the same area.
So
what are you guys drinking? Some Tab?
I have a Tab.
We were
some
drinking
Crystal
Tang.
Pepsi?
Crystal, yeah.
That stuff's good.
I love me some Crystal Pepsi.
Absolutely. I love me some Crystal Pepsi. That Pepsi Clear. That clear Pepsi.
That's
some good stuff.
Real popular.
Yeah, really
brand,
popular
brand
right
new.
Now.
It just came out.
Eh?
Yeah, and I just tried it the other day.
First time.
At the store.
How do they do it?
Oh, I don't know. How do you guys think they do it?
I don't know how they do it. Probably science.
Probably.
Well, you know what? It's so crazy that someone landed on the moon so recently. Right?
Yeah, like pretty like within like
that was
the last
like
it's I mean it's like, recent since we've never been like
yeah I mean I've never been to the moon
neither
yeah
have
not, nobody has
maybe
right?
In the future we'll just go to the moon all the time
probably
yeah like
or, yeah
pretty soon I bet
pretty
like,
soon.
Super soon like probably like the year 2000
yeah probably
I don't think years go up that high though.
Oh, yeah, that might be scary if we get that high.
You really think so?
I think they stop.
Yeah, I heard there was Y2K.
What's Y2K?
I don't know.
It sounds really scary.
Yeah, that sounds...
I heard it's really scary.
It sounds frightening.
I don't want to get into it, but it sounds like it could happen.
All right, well, we don't have to talk about Y2K.
Please don't talk about Y2K.
Really ominous, scary thing.
I'm sorry.
I want to hear more about you guys, specifically you, Percy. What is it you guys kind of do when you guys seem pretty young. You guys go to high school?
We used to go to high school.
Oh, I'm sorry if I insulted your age there.
Yeah, I mean, back in Denmark there was school. That's where we learned most of the things we do now.
It's where you learned most of the things you do now?
In Denmark.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Near Copenhagen.
What are Denmark schools kind of like?
They look like giant IKEAs.
They look like giant IKEAs.
Yes.
Oh. So there's a lot of people you can fit in that school.
Most definitely. We're just stacked on top of one another.
Oh.
Like furniture?
Like furniture. Like we assemble into an end table.
Is that
for gym class.
Is that useful?
And then during physics, I have to become part of a love seat.
Oh, wow.
What does that help you learn?
Trickery.
Trickery.
And camaraderie.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine there's a lot of camaraderie, especially with so many people in there.
Camaraderie.
Oh,
look at this. Some good jokes.
I'm sorry. That's not me. That's not me.
Oh, man. I mean, kind of is.
Hey,
you.
It's all right. We don't mind a dirty joke or two here on the show. That's not too bad. Well, okay. Well, did you guys have trouble finding the submarine at all?
Oh, no, we saw right where it was.
I mean, there were some issues from there. We saw it, but...
finding it once you see it
right.
is sort of...
Well,
is it, is
that, what do you mean when you say see?
I was going to ask if we had the cloaking device activated.
They never understand.
I know.
They never understand.
Well, I'd like to understand. I mean, I don't mean to frustrate you guys.
No. We'll just tell us. We'll be understanding.
Sure. Yeah. Well, whatever's on your mind.
That's it exactly. You just kind of see it on your mind.
See it on.
That's what was on my mind.
You were.
See it on her.
Wait. Are you telling me that you thought about our submarine and then knew where it was?
It's close. It's... Oh, boy.
Well,
if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to. If you guys feel uncomfortable, I apologize.
Calhoun.
We can talk about whatever you guys want.
1 second, Calhoun.
Okay, well, excuse us for just one moment, guys.
Okay.
I think there's something seriously wrong with these people.
What are you talking about?
I think they're like X-Men.
They just seem a little standoffish.
No, man.
We just gotta open
there's
up to them.
Seriously wrong. I think they're gonna kill us. Oh my god.
They're gonna kill us? No, they
How
seem
did they
perfectly
find
fine.
Out where we were. We put on the cloaking device. I didn't tell you. We had no guests this week.
Wait, what?
We have no guests this week. I thought you just scheduled them last minute, but you were surprised and I just went with it.
What the fuck are we gonna do? Okay.
Let's just be calm.
All right, let's try and be calm. Okay. I'll try and keep the show going as smoothly as possible. Okay. What do I ask them now?
I don't know. Just ask them about their childhood or something.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. He had to get some water this time.
He got it from the same area.
I got it from the same spot.
You guys sure are parched, aren't
you? Yeah, yeah.
Thirsty boys.
Well, I mean, Tab.
Thirsty boys.
Thirsty boys.
Tab will make you real thirsty.
I've heard that.
If you only had that. Oh, yeah, you heard that?
I've heard that.
You heard that from through the grapevine?
Yep. Tab leaves them all thirsty.
Yeah, I heard that's how they get you.
I've heard that's how they get you.
That's something.
Some things... You know, they can just get got.
Mm. I suppose so.
Yeah.
Well, can you guys tell us a little bit about what you've been up to lately, I guess?
A lot of training.
Training,
eh? Huh?
What kind of training?
Always getting ready. I mean, you got to keep your skills sharp, you know, guys?
Sharp.
That's what we do, you know?
Yeah.
A little improv game here and there.
You mean like trivia games? Like sharp?
Something like that.
Yeah.
What you play a little Monopoly?
Every now and then.
We play. Last time we played Monopoly was probably over at Mussolini's.
Mussolini's.
Goodness.
Good old Mussolini's.
We had good times.
You mean? Are you talking about Benito Mussolini?
Yeah, that's you guys have heard of.
Oh, you've heard of good old Benny?
No, the name sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think I might have heard that name.
Do you know what
Some
happened
place
to him?
Or another?
No, I mean, we really only hung out with him because the Monopoly, and he had, like, a nice pool.
Yeah, we don't really get past the whole, like, we just met, and, like, it just kind of came to light. He had a pool.
Right.
And we're like, whoa, that's really cool. Like, no one has a pool around here. And he's right. like, come on by sometimes. And, like, honestly, when it went from the pool stuff to the Monopoly, like, that was even a little, like, I feel like we're getting a little too close. Like, we don't really know this guy. This is a little too personal.
So he invited you over just kind of like, oh, I don't really know these guys
really
well.
He thought we were pretty cool. He was really into twins, you know.
Oh.
He
was really into twins.
Yeah, he was just really into twins.
I see.
All right.
Well, usually when men are into twins, it's like kind of a nefarious situation.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was a really nice pool.
Though. Yeah.
Did you guys get out of that? Did you leave immediately after getting out of the pool?
We dried off while we played Monopoly.
Have you heard anything about him recently?
I've heard from him.
No, not recently.
Me neither.
Okay.
He hasn't said anything.
I haven't heard from him.
He hasn't said anything to you?
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay.
I mean, we can invite you guys next
time. Yeah.
I don't
really
like to swim.
Nice pool.
I never learned.
We have floaties.
It's fine. I'm a little aquaphobic.
Is that right?
I don't really like what's in the water.
Well, I mean, you can come for the Monopoly.
I always lose. I always lose.
I mean, I always win, so I don't want to, you know.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to
gloat.
I don't want to.
You know, fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, plus that would be boring for you, right?
No, not at all.
No.
We love you guys.
Oh.
We're big, big fans.
Huge fans.
Huge.
Big fans.
Well, can you guys, like, how'd you hear about our show?
Yeah, that's great. One question.
We've been listening since the beginning.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
That right.
I'd heard about you guys originally before the show started.
Oh.
We'd taken great interest.
Yeah. Oh. I was so happy to hear that you guys had gotten together and were doing this thing.
Makes things so much easier.
What?
Okay.
Easier.
What?
To talk to us?
So who might have told you about us? What was this? I don't know. I don't know if we're very well known in Denmark.
Yeah.
You look a lot like a lot of people in Denmark. So they kind of like use you as like this model of like a perfect Denmark masculinity.
Is this when Instagram was like, "Hey, we can use your photos without your permission." They started putting me all over Denmark.
They sold your photos to a man who makes statues, and he has just made many, many a statue of you, but
okay, this is doing nothing for my ego.
See, the statue fell. One fell, and it hurt a child.
Oh no!
Oh man!
I'm sorry.
Definitely not Calhoun's fault.
But
it feels like it is.
No, that's how the people of Denmark feel.
No, it doesn't. That's how feel like that.
Oh.
But, you know, let's just maybe.
Oh no.
You are just so not guilty, Calhoun.
Yeah, I suppose not.
Yeah.
Sure.
That does suck, though.
Sure.
That's
sure
thing.
Is a bummer that happened in Denmark.
They tried to put the blame on the man who made the statues, and they let him off the hook because they said if Mike had just had sturdier legs, he wouldn't have had to chisel them quite so thin.
Oh,
and
no.
It wouldn't have snapped.
That's
not sure I like this guy as much.
Yeah.
It was all over the news. I mean,
yeah, it's kind of a big thing.
Really?
Oh.
Denmark is shaken to the core.
Man, we've never been there. We've never been in the areas where that's happened. So,
what kind of bands you guys like?
Yeah, what kind of?
I've been listening to all sorts of stuff.
I'm really into Foghat.
Foghat?
Foghat.
Big fan of Foghat.
Good Foghat.
Bernie is a big Foghat fan. I've always been more into classical myself.
Classical music, okay.
What kind of classical?
Just all of it.
So you've listened to all of it?
I've been around for a while now. So.
Oh.
We just kind of take it in as it comes at us.
I see.
When
okay.
you say a while...
like sand.
Like 20 years.
Yeah, you look a bit
20. You look about 20.
A lot of 20s.
Yeah. A lot of 20s.
Nothing but
20s. The 20s.
Just if I had to guess, you look about 27.
27.
That sounds about right. I mean, I don't mean to. I mean, it's a little rude if you're trying to guess. If you're trying to guess ages, so you don't have to answer. Of course, I don't want to.
I've been 27 a few different times.
All right. We're actually going to take a quick break.
Okay.
But we'll be back with the Hasselhoff twins. Don't worry. We'll have some more of them. We'll be more of me and Johnny and more of the Unbelievables after this break.
Come on, Bill. Hey, tomorrow's April 23rd.
What?
Yeah. Do you know what date that is?
I know exactly what it is. Let's say it together.
It's Donut Day. And what's a great thing to do on Donut Day?
See, when I go out on Donut Day, I think of one thing. I go, man, I just need to get my car reupholstered.
That's what I think. I'm carrying donuts. Dozens and dozens.
Just
dozens
rolled
of
around
donuts.
Your arms. Just, you know, got your arms outstretched.
Yes, and I'm rolling around in my car.
You're trying to get in your car. Oh,
there's
absolutely.
Icing everywhere.
Everywhere.
Every donut day, this happens.
And then it's going to melt. It's going to get hot in your car, and it's going to be sticky, and it's going to be there forever.
That's right. And then if it's jelly filled, there's double the problem.
Oh, terrible. So then what I need to do is I need to look at that stain and think, needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Need to get that reupholstered.
Right over to North Royalton Reupholster.
If you go over to North Royalton Reupholstery.
.com
right now, we have a deal for you. It's you type in Donut Day Disaster, no spaces,
we need
all
picture.
Capitalizations, and you take a picture of your car being destroyed by anything.
Hashtag donut day.
Hashtag donut day. And then you tag us at
North Royalton Reupholstery.com
on Twitter.
On Twitter.
And you send that to us, and we will send you a voucher for 5% off a reupholstery by North Royalton Reupholstery by Bob and Jerry.com. And you can get your car reupholstered. We'll see you then.
Yeah.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
Some good old fog hat.
Good old fog hat.
I feel good about that.
Good old Bernie likes that.
Oh, Bernie loves fog hat.
Bernie loves fog hat. You do not want to see me at a fog hat concert.
See, I like the name Bernie.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think that's unique that you chose that.
Thank you. I really do appreciate
chose
it.
Chose to go by Bernie instead of Bernadette. Mm-hmm. So, what was Bernadette? Welcome back to the Unbelievables, by the way. I am Mike Calhoun. My co-host, of course, is Johnny Trowbridge.
Yes, of course.
Sitting next to me. And our guests today are Bernie and Percy Hasselhoff, the Hasselhoff twins. And they're here, they're hanging, they're telling us about themselves a little bit. We're opening up. And I feel like we're getting off to a better, off on a better foot. But I want to know: is Bernie and Percy? They're pretty unique names. Are they family names?
Sort of.
Percy is. We've had a few Grandpa Percys, but I don't know about Bernadette.
Oh, like yeah. Your mom and dad's side.
Well, we didn't really have a mom. We had a lot of dads. Too many daddies, one might say.
Oh, what?
So, like, you guys got shuffled around in foster homes, I guess.
Yeah,
foster homes. A lot of single foster homes.
They all helped.
It was all one home, though. There were just a lot of dads there.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
So, was it like a collective naming thing then? Like, they were like, oh, this is.
Oh, like, yeah, like a hippie thing where you name.
Yeah, like a commune.
Like your child names itself or something?
They voted, yeah.
There was a ceremony.
Right.
A ceremony. Is that
all right?
Right.
Well,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, sure. Sounds fun.
Sounds all right.
Yeah.
Did you liked your name when it was given to you?
Loved it
against your will.
Actually, Johnny, you know what I hear? I hear some birds fluttering.
What do you?
Yeah, I think it's time for questions from Lorne Michaels.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Ah, the birds.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. No, it's okay. Don't let them. No. Just shoot. Go away, birds. Go away, birds. No, don't get in her eyes.
Feathers. Feathers everywhere.
Oh, no. Somebody grab Johnny.
I got it.
Percy, help us out.
Okay, got it.
Your sister's being attacked by these. Oh, my. I am so sorry.
I'm sorry. Those birds only attack, like, really evil people. I'm sorry.
That's never happened before.
I'm sorry. It reminds
birds attack her constantly.
It was from the accident.
The accident?
Oh, I'm so sorry. We don't have to talk about it.
No, we.
Let's just get to our.
That sounds traumatic.
Let's get to our questions from Lauren.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll ask the first question here. I figured this might lighten things up. I'm so sorry about that. If you need to, we can surface and we can find a nurse of some sort.
I think I'll be fine. I have some Bactine in my satchel.
Okay, good.
Good.
Oh boy. All right. Well, you know what? In this case, you take care of that. You get in your satchel, and I'm going to ask this first question to Percy. Percy, how many fingers am I holding up? You know, it's just a little fun, little fun game.
Seven and a half.
He's right. I was holding up seven and a half.
They were under the table.
That was really good.
They were under the table.
He's very good at that.
Oh, man. One of my skills finally coming out.
Johnny, you got it right. But,
yeah, I have a question, too.
Next one is.
Okay, this one's pretty silly. If I challenged you to a race on a 10-speed bike, which of your fingers would you be willing to lose? You know what? That question is a little violent.
It's a little.
Here's a better one.
All of them. I would do anything to win.
Oh man!
Wow, that's a good one.
That's a good spirit.
That's a good one, Bernie. Good competitive spirit there. Here,
secondary question: where is the nearest military base or people populated place? Where is it? Is the question that was on that piece of paper?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's a good question.
That's a question for anyone, really.
That's just, you know, it's just good factoids.
Open floor for that question.
Who wrote these questions?
Lauren Michaels. We thought it was from Lauren Michaels from SNL, but it turns out it's Lauren Michaels, just a girl I went to high school with.
Well, I'm gonna have to have someone check on her.
Yeah, we'll get a hold of her.
Oh, I don't think she doesn't know anything about
this. She probably lives in California.
We don't even know where she lives.
Who knows? Not even.
So, Alaska. You probably don't have to go to that trouble.
we'll find her. So
no,
it's no trouble at all.
Probably not necessary.
No trouble either way.
Took the name down. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
What?
We're fine. Everything's cool.
Cool.
Well, those were just a couple of goofy, fun questions.
So silly.
I still don't know where that military base is.
Do you have any more goofy funds?
We got tons of goofy funds.
You know who would be great to share goofy funds with? Other people who are alive.
You're right.
If you just knew where some were. We could go there. How's that sound?
It's like a field trip. Like Disneyland.
Where
happiest place
is
on
Disneyland.
Earth.
Is this not enough fun?
No, this is.
Are we not having fun?
I'm saying we could share.
I'm having a lot of fun, actually.
I want other people to have as much
fun. We're having so much fun that we're worried that other people are missing out on
it. I think other people are missing out.
No, I mean, you guys invited us onto the show.
Yeah.
And
now that's kind of
true. You have
fun
with us. Until we say we're not having fun anymore.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
That's what I meant. I was suggesting it just for your benefit. I didn't want to of course, get carried away with just being us.
How long did you guys say you were? Just this episode, right? Not that I'm hurting you out. I'm just saying
maybe we want to have you in future episodes.
Yeah,
we'd like to spread it out. Of course. Wouldn't want to make
we
it.
We could come back whenever.
Oh,
okay.
We will be back.
We'll be here.
We'll be back whenever.
We'll be exactly in the same spot if you just come here.
Yeah, we always come here around this time.
Every time.
Year.
All the times, really.
Yeah.
This is where you should look at all times.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, we can just see you.
No need, really.
I mean, we could come to visit you guys, your jobs or.
Oh. Well, that's probably not. No. I mean,
well,
barely work.
I don't work.
I don't really go into work much at all.
I tinker.
Speaking of work, what do you guys do for work? Yeah, I mean, we like to have comics on here, musicians, and
What kind of fun stuff do you do for money?
I am a special historian.
Special.
Okay. Well, what kind of history is your favorite?
Unsolved histories.
Unsolved histories. See, that kind of sounds like unsolved. It's a little fun, you know. Yeah. Unsolved mysteries.
Kind of sounds a little dubious, but
kind of only a little bit. I mean, what about you, Percy? What kind of things you get up to during the day, pass the time? You know,
I got a few things going on. I'm like a pro. What do they call it?
Yeah, sometimes it's tough.
I've been
the Russian
since the accident.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry. We didn't want to bring that up.
We don't want to bring anything up like that. But
we're just trying to
see what you just guys trying get to up learn. To on, yeah, regular what basis.
What you guys are up to, you know?
I had the thing, and
it's okay.
All right.
Take your time. It's okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's getting pretty hot in here.
It's just
a little warm.
Maybe we should open the hatch. You think?
Yeah, we could always surface. I might. Here, I'll get up.
Just
and,
turn the hatch. Yeah.
If you guys could scooch in.
You guys cold or warm or something?
I'm fine, thank you.
I think
I'm okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I was gonna just reach over to the. But you guys are kind of in the way. I'll just sit down.
I have to talk to you. Could you talk to
Sure. Yeah, just be a couple seconds, guys.
Just 1 second.
Right back.
Okay. Oh, my God. None of the machines work. None of them work. None of the buttons are working.
I tried to get over to the thermostat because it's so hot.
I can't get out of the
seat.
They
wouldn't even let me pass.
I can't get out of my seat.
You can't. What are you talking about?
I can't move my eyes and my mouth, apparently.
What is happening? Dude. All right. Well,
look at the dial. They're just spinning.
I'm gonna pick you up. I'm gonna take us back to the thing.
What are you gonna say?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna say. I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, let's try and play a game, I guess.
Okay.
I
yeah.
Try to keep our
game.
Minds off of it.
Okay.
anyway, I'm gonna grab you. There you go, buddy.
Sorry. I have fits of paralysis.
Yeah, this is one of those.
I thought you had a wacky super glue incident, like this was like Home Improvement.
Oh, yeah. Love Home Improvement.
We love Home Improvement.
Arr, arr, you know.
that's what he says. Arr, arr, like he's a seal.
Yeah, that's our favorite thing.
Is that you like that show, guys? You guys watch that show together?
Does that make you happy?
Love that show? What about that? You like Tim Allen?
Who doesn't like Tim Allen?
That's a great point.
It was a great point. Tim Allen's a great guy. Who doesn't love Tim Allen? Oh, man. He's just, you know, always getting up to shenanigans, working with those tools. And
you know what? I've heard that other people in Siberia get up to shenanigans, too.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I bet you.
I bet they do.
I wonder what kind of shenanigans they're getting up to right now.
We should find out, shouldn't we?
They're busy.
Yeah, why do you guys want to keep moving around?
Just want to see them. Yeah. You know, we don't get to see a lot of people.
We, you know, just our guests from time to time.
Maybe the other people of Siberia can be your next guests.
I don't maybe think they could. Have next guests.
Oh, didn't
what?
They?
What was that? What did you say?
What did you say?
Nothing. It's just a tick. Since
a tick where he says in Cyrus sentences?
Since the accident.
Of course, and we don't want to bring that up.
I don't want to bring up the accident.
Don't want to.
That doesn't sound like something I want to do.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Thank you.
How about we do this? How about we play a little game?
Yeah.
How about we play
games?
A game of outdo me. That sounds perfect. Good groove.
Why was that sound coming directly out of Percy's mouth?
Technical glitch.
That happened. Right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well. Okay. Let's play it out. Do me. Since you guys are new guests, you guys don't know how to play, but we will explain it very briefly. What's going to happen is I'm going to have our two guests, and since they're twins, this might be an interesting game.
Oh, this would be a very fun game.
What's going to happen is one of you will say a noun. It could be multiple words. It just has to be a person, place, or thing. And then the next person has to outdo that thing by saying something that's better. Anything in the world. It doesn't have to be related.
But sometimes they
are. Keep in mind, this is a game, you know?
Just a game.
Doesn't really matter if you win.
Fun, friendly game.
No, it's not, nothing's at stake really here, so.
And
just,
if
just for fun?
Yeah,
just
Johnny and I will be the judges, and we will
be just, so impartial.
Yeah, we'll just, you know, say whether one thing was better than the other. But, you know, it's kind of loosey-goosey.
You know, it's open for interpretation.
Sure is. Absolutely. Sometimes we have other people come in and judge us.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get started here. I'll have Bernie. How about you go first?
All right. A person, place, or thing?
Yeah, anything. And then anything in the world. Anything in unsolved history, maybe.
Oh, well, unsolved history.
Don't make fun of my sister.
I apologize. Yeah. I was just trying to reference back to what she made. It's okay. It's okay.
Just,
it's all right.
Be lighthearted.
Thank you, Percy.
No problem.
If we're going to go, I'll start with some unsolved history.
Okay.
The Adult Love Pass incident.
Okay.
The Adult
Love. The Adult.
The
Adult Love Pass.
The Adult Love Pass
incident.
Incident.
Oh.
Everyone knows about that. Of course.
That's so crazy.
Well, I understand, but not everyone might know. I can pick up on sarcasm.
Oh.
Well, we were just.
It is an unsolved history.
Okay.
Of,
I see.
You know, okay. An incident of a group of people going out hiking.
Oh.
And the only thing being found after is the shredded remnants of their tents. And
I remember
disemboweled corpses and clothes in the trees.
Yeah, I remember hearing about
all
that.
Of their clothes just up in the tree.
Oh,
of
who
course.
Would put that there after they just pulled their insides
wow.
out?
I don't know. What, it sounds what, pretty easy to beat though. Like
pretty crazy. Yeah, let's see what Percy might have.
Nuclear fallout.
That's a big one.
That's a thing that happens if there's lots of bombs.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think it might be better.
It might be better.
No. It might be.
Just objectively, maybe. Well, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if you have something else, maybe.
Yeah.
I do, actually.
Oh, God. Thank God.
It would be those radioactive wolves and boars that roam Chernobyl now.
Ooh.
Oh. Radioactive.
Can't remember.
Wolves.
Are you saying, like, hypothetically, there could be things there, or?
Radiation beings, yes.
Okay.
With that much radiation in the soil.
Of course.
It only makes sense that as boars and dogs and other wildlife
of course,
throughout Chernobyl ingests things from the ground, they ingest a spectacular amount of radioactive material.
Yeah, it only makes sense,
yeah,
I guess.
That makes sense.
They are
that
very angry.
Oh.
Oh, they are so angry at humans.
Oh boy. Oh,
wow.
They did that to them. They know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They know.
Yeah. Oh man, those
we're pretty close to there right now.
We are, and it's a good thing this sub isn't nuclear.
Yeah, man.
Boy. Oh boy.
That would be terrible.
As far as you know.
We'd only be contributing to the know.
Yeah, can you imagine if that was the
nuclear
case?
Oh boy, I'm
this
so glad.
This is a
glad.
Tourist sub.
Yeah, just a tourist sub with lots of windows.
So many windows.
All right, Percy. What might you have here?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Just the person, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Just the man, Jeffrey Dahmer, no longer with us.
Good old Jeff.
Good old Jeff.
I miss him.
One of our dads.
Rest in peace, Daddy.
One of their dads.
Oh man.
Well, I don't want to.
You know what? Your dad is.
He's a dad.
That's a dad,
if
right
he's
there.
He's a dad. You know.
If I was to think of a dad,
he's a true papa.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite dads.
One of your favorites?
One of the nicest dads.
One of the nicest?
We had some mean dads, guys. We don't know.
You know I don't. Your other dads?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Just one, maybe?
Just one? Probably. There's two. Like I said before, too many daddies.
I guess, they got one, and they remember that one. Maybe he was the most.
We've got.
I love Jeff the most.
I know. Jeff holds a special. I know. He's been gone. I know. I know.
Well,
a lot of our dads are gone now, and
gone. It's
just, you know, John.
John.
Good old JWG.
JWG.
Yeah. Daddy Ed. Good old Ed Kemper. Yeah, you know.
Ed was great too. Man,
of course.
He's a good dad. He's a protective father. Figure, and everyone just sort of needs that in their life.
Protective is a word that is used.
Well, I don't want to make anyone go against their father. So I guess we'll call the game there.
Yeah, there we go.
Hard
to be angry about that.
Hard to be tough.
Hard to be angry.
Yeah,
it would be very.
Can't be
hard.
Mad at losing a game when it's just your dad. That is the winning subject.
Yeah, I'm just glad Papa Charlie's still around.
Yeah, Charlie.
He's hanging in there.
We get to see him sometimes, but
oh, you go see your dad, him? Charlie.
We visit him sometimes.
Charles.
At home.
Okay.
Home?
Oh, good.
Not anywhere else.
Oh, good.
Well, it's his home.
Oh no. Oh,
okay.
Oh boy. His home.
He's not somewhere else.
Does he live with other people?
He has a few roommates, but,
roommates, okay.
I feel like he should be somewhere. I thought he was somewhere else.
Who knows?
You know Papa Charlie?
No, I've just heard of him.
I've heard of a lot of Charlies, and I wouldn't want to pin one down.
I wouldn't want to either.
I wouldn't want to.
I was probably thinking of a different Charlie.
Of course. That's exactly what I was thinking. That's why I figured,
we've told Papa Charlie all about you guys, so... If you guys want to come see him sometime?
See him?
Oh, baby.
Yeah, it sounds far away. Okay.
It sounds a little bit of a distance,
Yeah.
We don't get out on land a whole lot.
That's true. We're on a sub. I don't know if we're not going to be...
What this thing reminds me of? This thing, right? Your little sub here?
Sure, what?
The Hindenburg. I mean, shaped just like it.
Yeah.
It's aching to go down.
Aching to go down. That's a strong phrase.
I mean, I hope not. It's a good joke.
It's a good one. Have you ever, seen a metal melt before? Have you ever seen the metal melt on the wall like that? I've never seen anything like that.
Seems like things are still in order.
Oh, man. I've never seen...
Maybe we'll
never seen that.
We'll have to get someone on that to take.
I'm just happy that we're gonna get to spend a lot more time together now, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Time.
All the time in the world.
Oh, time. What is time?
Time. Who knows?
Time to go.
When you guys hang.
It's time to go. Maybe.
When you guys hang out with us, time is just sort of irrelevant.
Is it?
It really is. Isn't it?
What makes you guys say that?
I mean. This is just us now, guys.
This is just what we are right now.
You know, man, well, it would be weird that the metal melted around the hatch, and it looks like we're sealed in.
Well, it's a good thing I made that emergency exit.
I remember.
I don't know where it might be.
Where'd it go?
I'll have to look all over the place for it.
We're going to have to go look.
Yeah, we're going to have to look real quick for it. And
we'll be right back.
Just in case.
Oh, do you have
any? We'll be here.
Okay.
We'll always be here.
We're not going anywhere.
Not without you.
Oh.
Well, we'll be right back in a couple seconds here.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my God.
Johnny, what is happening?
There's metal melting.
Dude, how did they even do that?
Outside? I think those are the werebears or whatever they were fucking talking about.
Do you think they brought some radioactive fish with them?
They're outside the boat right now.
What the
fuck? I don't want to leave. I think they're just going to eat us.
They're going to eat us, what?
I think they're feeding off the nuclear energy that's coming out of the sub.
Shit. Why didn't we get rid of the nukes?
Did you leave that door open for the nuke? The nuke juice?
Yeah, I thought the nuke juice was getting real smelly. So I was like, well, let's just open the hatch and we'll just filter it out.
I messed up all the fish. I think that's how they found this place.
Like they smelled the nuke juice?
They smelled all the nuke juice in the ocean.
Oh, my. I was wondering. See, I thought you booked these guys.
Why would I book people that can smell nuke juice?
I don't mean that. Maybe you didn't know about it. I didn't know about it.
Where's this place?
I'm still looking. I can't find. I'm feeling around. It's like dark. The freaking lights are out
now.
They
melted all the lights, all the glass.
I know. All the lights is. What is?
What do
you hear that?
What's going on?
They're here somewhere.
Oh,
they're in this room with us.
They're in the room with us.
Get in the carpet. Get in the carpet. Come to carpet.
I don't think they're onto us yet. I don't think they've realized that we're here to kill them.
Shh. Oh my God. It's what we have to do. It's written.
I know. Papa Charlie sent us.
Charlie.
Johnny, quiet.
I wonder if it's Charlie Day.
It might be Charlie Day. Are they sniffing for us? Or does he just have a cold? Oh, they're both sniffing. I think they're smelling us. They smell the nuke juice.
Wait. There it is. There's the opening.
Oh, shit. I'm going to drink.
Wait. Do you have any plugs?
I don't have any plugs. Well, if anyone were to discover this episode, I would ask them to follow us on Twitter at Unbelievables Podcast, at Tumbelievables. What about you? Do you have any plugs?
No, I wonder if they have any plugs.
I don't know. I don't really want to ask. I'm afraid to.
If you're on the list, we'll find you.
Oh, shh. They're whispering. They think we can eat. Maybe they're just whispering out loud because that's scary.
Who knows where we'll be?
They don't know where they'll be.
I'm going to see if I can lunge for the hatch.
Okay.
And you're going to fight them off. Sound good?
What? No.
Yes, that sound
good. Wait, like, let's do rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, goddamn. Okay, cool.
Rock, paper, scissors, stab.
Oh, ow.
I'm leaving.
Crawling towards the hatch. I can make it. Oh, my God.
Oh.
No, they have my leg, Johnny, come back, help me, Johnny, oh my God, oh wait, it's just attached to this pipe, oh no, they're right behind the pipe, Johnny, help me, they're still sniffing me,
why are they sniffing,
I don't understand,
my legs,
they're sucking my legs into their bodies,
we got him, Papa Charlie, we got him,
we got him, we got him, we got him.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.